The House note is late.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. You don't need to look any further than house payments to see some people are in a world of hurt. The number of homeowners late on their mortgage installment is set to hit new highs. That's the word today from a major credit reporting agency. With that, here's Ashley Milne-Tite.
TransUnion says the delinquency rate on mortgages shot up to nearly 4% in the third quarter. For years, the rate was around 2%. The delinquency rate is the number of people who are at least 2 months behind on their mortgages. The Credit Bureau predicts that rate will be a lot higher by the end of 2009. The main reason people are falling behind in their payments is adjustable rate mortgages. Many homeowners took on those mortgages at low rates a few years ago. Those rates are now resetting, often at levels homeowners can't afford. The highest delinquency rates are in Florida, Nevada, California, and Arizona. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
For the longest time, Goldman Sachs managed to avoid the kind of big losses its rivals have been seeing. But the Wall Street Journal reports this morning Goldman now faces a loss of up to $2 billion. The write-downs will give the investment bank its first quarterly loss since it went public a few years back. Back in 1999, Goldman stock is down nearly 70% this year. Toyota is downshifting management bonuses, 10%. The Japanese automaker is cutting production again in Japan. November car sales are out today, too, and they're expected to be down by as much as a third. The National Bureau of Economic Research says an official recession began more than a year ago. It says personal income, retail sales, the housing market, and many other economic factors point to a tanking economy. It was an up-and-down ride in overseas markets. Asian markets closed down across the board. The Nikkei dropped 6%, but European markets are mostly up. Could be a snapback for Wall Street today. Will stocks rebound after one of the biggest point losses for the Dow? It sank nearly 700 points yesterday. NASDAQ and S&P stocks fell about 9% each yesterday as well. President-elect Obama continues his transition. He announced his national security team yesterday. Today, he'll be speaking to the National Governors Association in Philadelphia. Governors say they want one thing, money. And Marketplace's Steve Henn says they want it fast.
They need help extending unemployment insurance and paying for the state share of Medicaid. State and local leaders are also hoping any big stimulus plan will include billions for new construction projects. Joe Hackney is the Speaker of North Carolina's State House and President of the National Conference of State Legislators.
We have projects ready to go all across the country for infrastructure.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors already identified $90 billion in projects just waiting for funding. But right now, Hackney says state and local governments are being forced to trim spending instead.
So far, the cuts have amounted to over $50 billion across state governments.
Most states aren't permitted to run a budget deficit, so when their economies slow, they have to lay off workers or raise taxes to balance the books. Hackney says without federal help, state budget problems could make this bad economy even worse. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Delta Airlines says more job cuts could be on the way. The world's biggest carrier says it'll be cutting back on overall capacity. Delta merged with Northwest and is trying to integrate both operations. Perhaps another marriage in the sky. Crumpets meet koala. There are merger talks between British Airways and Qantas. Shares in British Airways are up with the news. BA is still looking at Iberia.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation. Online at kauffman.org.
It is a great day when a new college campus opens. Speaking of which, New York University, NYU, is looking to branch out again, but not in Albany or Rochester or even Buffalo. How about Abu Dhabi? Not everyone's happy about that move. Here's Sally Herships.
The Abu Dhabi campus will look similar to New York on paper, offering courses in the same degrees, but it'll look a lot more exotic on the ground. It'll share space on an island with branches of the Louvre and Guggenheim. Fortunately for NYU, the United Arab Emirates agreed to pick up the tab for the entire project. When the campus is completed in 2012, University President John Sexton hopes it will attract as many as 2,000 of the best students from all over the globe.
We, I think, are making a leadership move here, not a move that's designed to emulate others. We will not admit a single student in order to meet a targeted numerical goal.
Sexton says NYU's intent isn't to rake in more money, but Professor Andrew Ross is skeptical. He's a department chair at NYU and says he's one of a number of academics who oppose the move. He says the decision to set up shop in Abu Dhabi is a sellout.
We should not be like Morgan Stanley, open to the highest bidder to be bought if the price is right.
NYU is offering professors salary increases of at least 50% to head east. Ross says recently there's been a stampede of universities moving offshore. Like corporations, he says, schools can save money by building in emerging markets. But Ross says they're racking up costs in other areas. He's concerned about the treatment of migrant workers who will be doing construction on the project.
We don't want to have NYU instructional staff teaching on a campus that is being built, like on a sweatshop model.
Una Chowdhury teaches English at NYU. She sees the initiative as an opportunity for students to get to know more about the world.
It's just vital for America and for the West in general to begin to have a much better, deeper interaction with Islamic societies.
John Sexton says it will cost as much as $100 million a year just to run the new campus. But he says that's about the same as it costs to run a college in the U.S. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.